Well, I think that it's not, you know, entirely unacceptable that you have a situation where so many people in Donegal have supported the Donegal Hospice through donations over the years, and they need to be met halfway. And, you know, what we're asking from the HSE, you know, and from the government is to make sure that there are the necessary, in this case, you know, a dedicated consultant, you know, a permanent consultant in post. And, you know, normally they get a bit of notice when somebody is moving on to a new position. And this happens, this is happening across the health service. I mean, it was the recruitment embargo was the problem in recent years. And in this case, I don't believe that there has been the necessary efforts to secure a new permanent consultant. But there have been concerns for a number of years now about the supports from the HSE for Donegal Hospice, and this needs to be sorted out once and for all.
From your correspondence with the HSE so far, what have you been able to determine in the sense that why there is that, you know, apparent reluctance there to get that job filled?
Well, in the response that I received, it appeared that, you know, they were making a real effort. But when that response was published in the Tyrconnell Tribune last week, both the editor of the Tyrconnell Tribune, John McAteer, and myself received representations from people very close to the situation telling us that that just doesn't reflect the reality. And, you know, those who are in there, you know, trying to keep that service going, and everybody in Donegal needs Donegal Hospice to keep going. You know, this has been a tremendous service for, you know, for so many families, and of course for, you know, for people in the last stages of their life. You know, hospices are, you know, a big part of our society, but they need to be resourced properly. And, you know, it really is absolutely unacceptable for a service like this not to get the full complement of staff. And also, it's not just about the staffing in the hospice. It's the whole process of how people, you know, are allocated into the hospice, the whole level of treatment they receive. There's a whole range of questions when you don't have a permanent, you know, palliative consultant in place. So, you know, we need this resolved. I'm going to keep raising this issue with the HSE until I get it resolved.